I saw one of the people writing about it said that brethren were not kind to him. That number one, people will come to their homes to come and be prayed for. Now listen, no. And a lot of times it's not at home. They will wait. And while they are waiting, the little food he had at home, his wife will share with them. When I read that one, just a nod in my head. All right. The first 1 year is okay. That's 1 year. You ban them at the gate. If you don't come with two tubers of yam, don't pass here. It sounds like wickedness, but I know what I'm saying. Maybe he didn't have the understanding that we have now, but I have read it and realized that would have been the perfect will of God. You people are not poor, you are farmers. Yam, know they grow for in a village. Planting, know they grow for in a trees. Banana, know they there. But I'm not saying offering. Food where you go chop when you want to come see pastor. Wait till you reach my house. You wait for, you are waiting. Now you go pray. Now you go pray. On top of that, you will not show up without yam or banana. And the one that I left for my wife and children, you want to share it. If you don't want the disease worse than the one that brought you here to follow you, just go back home now. Harvest one tuber of yam and bring it. Because this man's wife died of malnutrition. It was a man who was a millionaire when he was in America, before he went to South Africa. I analyzed it. Somebody said, the brother said, listen, I know the problem was that the brethren were not taught. This principle of Paul was for a certain time. After a while, a boy would teach the full gospel. Say, brethren, you know Martin Luther, you remember Martin Luther? After he did his reformation, they liberated some nuns, that's some reverend sisters, out of a convent. And there was a particular nun amongst them, very difficult girl. And because of the laws of their country, the girls couldn't hang out free. They had to put them in homes, you know. So they had to marry them off, you know, that kind of thing. No, this girl, they couldn't find a husband for her. Very difficult. Very difficult. So, finally some brethren looked and said, but man of God himself doesn't have a wife. Now they married the girl for her. But no, that girl that saved his life. she didn't understand all this one. Martin Luther will preach Bible morning till night. She did look and say, okay. People will come from everywhere to come and learn the word of God. They will camp in the house, at the big house he was staying in. The woman came, number one, she began to charge gate fees. I'm not joking. You want to hear preaching? You don't know, say, pastor, good job. He began to charge gate fees. All the young men, they came to learn word of God and ministry. They will come in the house. He said, wait, every morning, carry your broom, everybody. She was a difficult person. She had farm at the back. In the morning, you go and farm. In the evening, you come and hear what? What will you eat? Look at. I'm serious about what I'm saying. The woman ran that place. It became like a Bible school. She ran it with an iron hand. No idle man around. Everybody in the morning, your cutlass, your hoe. Oh yeah, to the farm. You want to come and learn Bible, you think it's free. But we no good job for you. Go and farm the food that you will eat. In the evening, all of you come and help. Pastor can come that time and be teaching. I'm serious. She began to charge gate fees. Because people just come and hear, because you know it's a good job for this. That's why I said that in the day she was a real difficult person. That's why nobody agreed. Martin Luther married her by, there's nothing else to do. He said, okay, pastor, just marry this one. But that was the girl that gave him some stability, because all these spiritual they do, she didn't understand it. Her own was that this house must have food. Look at all of you, strong young men. You want to just appear and learn the Bible free and just go away like that. She didn't agree. You paid money when you're coming. And when you're staying, the money, you sweep the compound. Then you go to the farm. They were in Germany, very good. You go and farm potatoes that we will eat. Milk the cow. Then all of us will sit down in the evening and study the scriptures. And it worked very well. Do you get my point? Now, that's exactly what Paul was preaching here. I hope I've clarified that issue. All right, let me just summarize it. A number of things, there are rights, and then there are things you just their rights you forego of for certain reasons, and I've explained the issue of the level of development of the Corinthians, which you needed to explain some principles to them, but we saw from the Philippians that's not the way he thought it was ideal, actually. All right. Now, since he said, talking along this line, he said, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew." See the continuation, actually. "That I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as one without law," he was saying, "though not being without the law of God, but under the law of Christ." The purpose again is that I might win those who are without law. Now, please, what he was saying again, let's just explain it. Okay, let's just read to the weak. "I became weak that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Please, when the Bible said, "I have become all things," go and check what all things mean. All things are the things he just told you about. It didn't say, "I became an arm robber to arm robbers and a murderer to murderers." No. He gave the context in which he was speaking. Do you follow what I'm saying? Uh-huh. All right. I didn't start going on raids with crooks just because by adventure along the line. Because those people were in school. Some sister will say that, "No, Paul said, I became all things to all men." So when people are going for night parties, they too, they go. That you see, that is when you can preach the gospel to those who go to party. Aren't rubbish. You want to go and party, don't give excuse. Go and party. All right? Don't come and deceive us that you are becoming all things to all men. Paul explained exactly what he meant. And it was in context to the Corinthians that didn't have understanding. Do you understand my point? He became like one that didn't understand the perfect order so that he can relate with them and preach the gospel. I've already explained that. When he was amongst the Jews, if the Jews would say that on Saturday we don't walk, you will not preach to a Jew. Do you get my point? If you are there, it's Sabbath day. You cannot go out on Sabbath day and start farming and then gather them in the evening to come and listen to you. They won't bother. So simply, what he just said on Saturdays, I mean, I remember one man said something once. He didn't believe in Lent or anything. But then, because of this situation in which he was ministering, maybe he was ministering amongst Anglicans, and they revered Lent so much. Do you get my point? So simply, Lenten season for him became what? Revival season. Do you get my point? So you have a Lenten revival. Now, he doesn't know the word Lent. He doesn't care about the meaning of the word Lent. But here is Lenten season. No problem. And it's very spiritual season for everybody. So you organize Bible studies every evening, the whole of Lent. You get the point. I remember one of my friends, that one, they don't even bother believing anything. In their own church, they just use the Easter weekend for their retreat. Why? It's a public holiday. It's not because Jesus comes around specially on that day, but because it is a predictable public holiday every year. Saturday to Monday, it will be free. Do you get my point? That's what Paul was just talking about, all right? Don't become a cocaine user to those who are using cocaine, so that by some... your brain will just explode. You there, you're not used to it. All right, that's the principle he was saying. And then when he said, "For those without law," that is those who are outside the law, again, "I became like one of them." That is, they don't obey the law of the Sabbath, neither do I bother. Please don't forget, within these things are done within the limit of what is basically right. Do you get what I'm saying? He explained that. All right. Now, let's now run at the verse 24. He said, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. And everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control." Please, note that word self-control, "in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable..." Now, crown, let me just... my Bible is the word wreath, but... use the word wreath, but we're talking about like a medal. So let's use a modern word. "They do it to receive a perishable medal. We do it to receive an imperishable one. He said, therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim." That is, I have an aim. "I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and make it my slave, lest possibly, after I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." I need to just explain that and I'll close with that. All right, so now, he said, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Say, run in such a way that you may win. And anyone who competes in the games exercises self-control." Now, actually, okay, we've read this earlier, all right? Okay, let me just pass my comments because I want to close now. All right, so what Paul was saying, I said earlier that, you know, it's important we read these things in context. And what Paul was saying, actually, is that those who run in a race, he was saying, they exercise self-control. And also he said that when I'm running like I have a place where I'm going. And when I'm boxing, I am boxing, not like one boxing the air, but I have a goal. Now, there's a reason why I emphasize those things. Now, this, again, I say, always try and see things in context. This is just a summary of everything that he has been saying. Are you getting my point? That is, when I saw my right and I refused to use it, when I saw that I can eat without quarrel and I refused to eat, do you understand my point? When I saw that all those things, all right, were there, but I refused to do them though it was legitimate for me, it wasn't just that I was being nice. You are following my point? It was because I am running in a race and therefore I exercise self-control. That is, it is not everything that is my right that I use. Do you get my point? And the reason why I'm not using them is that I have judged that I must finish this race, because the way it is that when people are running, they run in such a manner that, because they know that only one person is going to win the prize, so they keep on doing everything that improves their chances of winning the race. So all the things that Paul is doing here, refusing to eat, refusing to marry, refusing to take demand that he be supported as a minister, and all of that. He said it was so that I can finish my race, finish the race, and be the winner of the prize. You understand the principle here? But this is the way I am running. He said, because you see, one thing you are going to see, like I said, next time we'll go into chapter 10, you will see that the very next line, he said that, for I do not want you to be unaware, for, that word for, will let you know that he was talking about something earlier. He said that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. All right? He said the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them who ate, drank, passed through the cloud and the sea, God was not pleased, and they were laid low in the wilderness. He said, now these things happened as examples for us that we should not crave evil things as they also craved. Now, what I want to bring out here is this. If you see, Paul was writing, describing the fact that these people were initiated into the Christian work. He also was initiated, he was saying, into the preaching work. Do you understand my point? That even though I have been properly initiated, there is still a possibility that I am laid aside. Are you getting me? And found subsequently not useful. Now, to prevent that, that's what he was saying. That there is nobody who can say, I have made it as a Christian, as a preacher, as a minister. Whatever it is that I'm doing in life, no. I keep on, you know, buffeting myself. That's what he was talking about. People make the mistake. They say, I buffet my body and make it my slave. What do they mean? I fast, you know, I do this. You see, read things in context. I'm not saying fasting is wrong. Paul was explaining simple things. The man who tells you, I fast, he makes unnecessary demands. Do you get my point? When Paul would not have made such demands, he was saying that things that were right for me, okay? Even if it meant that, because you can understand, look, listen, it's not funny. I can assure you, it's not funny. If you have to go and make tents in the morning, give lectures here, there, and there in the evening, you still have to preach, do this and do that. Paul would rather not do it. That's what he was saying. That's what it means by I buffet my body. Do you understand my point? Now, you see, in life, we must learn to show self-discipline. About 20 years ago was when Babangida liberalized the banking sector and people began to build banks and all of that, new banks. Most of the new banks Nigerians built that time collapsed. Not because banking was not good. No, it wasn't because banking wasn't good. It was because the men did not know how to show self-control and buffet their body. You know, sometimes you have to be careful, of course. I've said all the time. When you are copying the ways of the world, we really have to be careful. So there, that image. Sometimes you have to buffet the image. Yes, you have to buffet the image. You say, no, your company, they must never, everybody must see that you are driving brand new cars. All right. You better buffet that image. Yes, because if if the brown knickers are too expensive and you know how to shave small money off without everybody, anybody knowing, like buying them slightly used and looking sharp, go ahead. Because you are going for a goal. All those who do that, they don't have goals. They don't have, you know, really, that's what Paul was saying. They don't have goals. You are building a company. The first money you make, you buy a car. You should know that you can never make it in life. That is not because, it's not a witch. It is you. Are you getting the principle? Talking about buffeting my body. Yes, the body wants to ride a big car. I say, body, oh boy. I have found out that this Oguawa motorcycle is only 65,000. So that one you shall ride for a while. Simple. Go and buy yourself a correct crash helmet. Put padding on your elbows and your knees. And get around town. Don't worry. One day they will write a book and say successful CEOs write Okadas at the beginning. Don't worry. They will write a book. Who are you trying to impress? Because you have a goal. You tell yourself that, look, I don't want to have too much credit on our necks, so we'll be saving too many loans. Look, what are we doing with the car now? It's not too... For company activities, we need a car. Buy that one. As the CEO, what do you need a car for? Nothing. He said, what if you want to go and negotiate a good deal? Go to AutoStar. They will rent a good car for you for 2 hours. Complete with driver's F. You go sit for back. You want to go and negotiate a deal. Smart thing. Is the car bad? No. That's what Paul was calling what? Buffeting the body. Let me go back to the banking thing. I remember one bank, Forum. Forum Finance. Yeah. The old guy of Forum that time, if he went out and saw a new car, let us say, I remember when Lexus came out, LS400, he will buy one black and buy one white. I'm not joking about what I'll say. You buy one black, one white. If he went out next day and saw an S600, that's how he used to buy it, one white, one black, or one red. Just two colors. Why? The money was plenty. He thought. He didn't check his books very well. He wasn't going anywhere. You know, that's the problem. Paul said, when we are boxing not as one without a target. But, you know, we are not boxing like we are boxing the air. Therefore, we focus. We shelve everything that will not let us box properly. Let me give an example as a person. You see me in Enugu every Saturday, almost every Saturday, every year. If you think it's easy, it's a lie. I don't attend weddings. Very close people to me have wedded and have not showed up. When it's extremely close, family, I will go for service as they are doing. Do you agree to take... I'm agreeing to take my car key. I'm agreeing to put it inside the ignition. And I'm racing down to Enugu. So you get here in the evening, you see me seated. You don't know that before then, I had to drive 3.5 hours to get here. Take a rest and have enough preparedness of mind to be able to download what the Spirit wants to download for that evening. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's what there's a goal. I've said that anything that will take me out of the country for any length of time, beyond the set, because a friend of mine was telling me last time that Banky, look, conference day, next year, let's go to China, let's go to Sweden, you know. I said, bros, now those conferences are good. They beef me up academically, you know, they swell your CV and all of that. It's called buffeting the body because I get to teach on Saturdays. First seminar we did, no worry, it was on Saturday, right? The subsequent one, I realized that if we start doing our seminars and we threaten to do 10 this year, right? If we continue doing them on Saturdays, that means the next 10 Saturdays won't be here on Saturdays. So we share it to Sunday. So we preach on Saturday, then travel on Sunday, get back on Sunday, and on Monday, we are back here preaching. Oh, I forgot to mention that a number of Sundays will still gather and record for radio. Impromptu, and just wake up one day, radio recording tomorrow. Yesterday, we did 4 sessions. We left it at 8 o'clock. Why? We have a goal. Do you get my point? Paul said that what Paul was saying is that if I do it voluntarily, that is, if this is what makes quick money for me and I like to do it, then I have nothing to boast about. He said, but whether you guys pay me or not, that's what Paul was saying. He said, necessity is laid upon me. It's compulsory. I have no choice. I got to do it. And I have a goal. So anything that seems that is disturbing, I'm just as an example. This is because I'm a minister, so I can use an example. But those who are businessmen, it's the same thing. It's the same principle. You have a goal. There's something you want to do. Every other thing that will not let you do it, you know, you start cutting them off. You start cutting them off. Sometimes, Olayinka, she was the one telling me about the man who owns Bottom Line. You know, they disturb him for office. He owns the company. Any other thing you want to talk, you don't talk him. But preparing that monthly business magazine, that it focuses on it. You understand my point? How many of you know this song by Chakademus and Pliers? Is it exactly that song? Do 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 do. And somebody say, Bana, I know they smoke. You remember the song? Now, why do I remember it? I'll tell you why. It was raining when I was in my youth service. That was 92-93. And it was, you know, you hear it everywhere. It was just everywhere. And it was so simple. And then one day, a BBC analyst was analyzing that the song made waves, and look at it, and the song is so simple. And you know, that's all. There's not much to it. I mean, Michael Jackson don't play beats 10,000 times louder than that. Except that one day, they said Chakademus was coming from the studio, and he fell asleep on the steering and drove his car into a ditch. That is why I never forgot it. Then I remember that a few days before, I heard the BBC analyst saying that this song is so simple. And they say, this is it. Chakademus and Pliers, that Chakademus guy, he don't know the length of time. It was that accident that showed us how much work. Do you get my point? It was when he had an accident coming from the studio, he fell asleep at the steering and drove into a ditch and jammed a tree or something. And of course, it was broadcast all over the world again. That's when we knew how much emphasis Chakademus was doing. He was buffeting the body. Just that after buffeting, the sleep finally buffeted him. And then... That's what Paul was talking about, buffeting the body. It doesn't mean that when I want to pray, I put up one leg and I don't eat. I'm buffeting my body. This body, he will not take me over. But that rat crap, that's not what Paul was talking about. What he was saying, there are things, I mean... Maybe you want to do party and you know, so you go enjoy yourself. Your friends are gathered. You go look, say, yeah. But man, we have a presentation tomorrow. We have to see some of our clients. Say, boys, I beg. I know good day. Why now? You are too dry. Oh boy, it is not yet time to become wet. I mean, yeah, let me remain dry like this. And you hibernate for your lungo, your library. You are doing your research. That's what they call buffeting the body. That's something I do to my kids once in a while when they misbehave. I say, yeah, come, give yourself a knock. And to prevent me from doing the flogging, Akinlu does it very well. Give himself a knock. Then now you can go. In the same manner, when you want to fall asleep, you give yourself a knock. Hey, come on, wake up. That's what Paul meant by what? Buffeting the body. Because you have a goal. Please, I hope you understand the principle. Listen, we say these things maybe when we are preachers and people like us, like Paul, we preach, so we lay our emphasis on that. But then the same principle applies in every area. That man I was telling you about, that's how he went. You remember Forum Finance, Alayinka? The bank collapsed heavily. Heavy collapse, you know? When you collapse, it's the first time. When you collapse twice, it says collapse. When you do it three times, it collapses. The guy collapse. You can't go summarize everything. You say now collapse. Plural of collapse. I'm serious. The guy collapse. The bank collapsed big time. Later, when I heard the gist, I said, this is why they collapsed. Started offering ridiculous interest rates just to us to get deposits. They were giving 45% and they will pay you up front if you wanted the interest. Or deposits. In fact, you said when they give that kind, you should know you yourself are a thief. So when they collapse on your money, you don't complain. It's true. But the point I'm making is that they were not trying to build something. You know, that's one thing you'd see. A lot of people, there's one particular company, I won't mention their name because they are still there. you know, they make some kind of electronics in Nigeria. Now, I've been watching them over the last few, many months now, few years. I said, these guys don't have a vision for this sector. They just love to make money. Government institution patronage was good for them. I said, the way they are going, they don't have a vision. I've read the story of Michael Dell, how he built up the company. You will know guys who had visions. For the first few years, you know the interesting part, they were not making profit. They were not making profit. He said, what were they doing? They were selling plenty of computers. He was so aggressive about making good quality computers and selling them that he forgot to make profit. One day, somebody now told him, so, boy, this is not, you will collapse one day. Then they now restructured so that they will make profit. Now, they were selling, they were getting money. I'm not saying they were losing money. But his focus was deliver as many computers as possible. Do you get what I'm saying? To as many people as we desire them, to at as little a price as is possible. And they were just managing to do that he forgot that we self supposed to pocket some profit in the process. Do you get the point I'm making? Why could he do that? He had a goal. Most people don't have goals. They say 9 out of 10 businesses collapse in the first 5 years. And of the surviving 10, 9 out of the surviving 10 collapse in the next 5 years. It is because they don't have a goal, primarily. It's just, let's make money. Make money is never a goal. Do you understand my point? No, make money is never a goal. The goal is to deliver something. And once you are doing, that's when Paul now said, you buffet your body. You deny yourself some small privileges, even though they are your rights. Now, I have used that application of Paul's ministry principles to let us into. I've applied it to business life, to every aspect of life. I give example of Chakademus. That was even secular music. All right, the Lord is good. I hope you have gotten my point. All right, so and I think I have made my point, and we can now close. In fact, I've even spoken for a little longer than I had planned to speak. All right, so please let me just remind us of that part of it. The fact that he say, "Do not be unaware, brethren, that the fact that somebody initiated something has been initiated into it, does not mean he cannot be laid aside." And that's the reason why he said, "I buffet my body, I make it my slave, so that having preached to others, I myself do not become disqualified." All right, so what was he saying in effect? That there are many things that are my rights, but then I deliberately forgo them because I'm going for a good that's bigger than my immediate gratification. All right, the Lord is good. We can leave it there. Amen. It is well. Let us pray. Let's just give the Lord thanks again for the power of his word. And I want us, as we do that, and I've been hearing a lot of testimonies from that way of success. Let's pray again. First, let's give God the glory. Say, Father, the glory is yours. We worship you. We acknowledge you. You are so good.